I was thinking about how we fall in love with how people make us feel. And then later on, we may realize that there are things about the person that we don't like. But we already have an accumulation of feelings of love for them by how initially they made us feel. And, well, did they make us feel that way? Or did we decide to feel a certain way based on something we felt we needed to fulfill us? For example, someone is very kind, and we needed kindness. Someone is very thoughtful, which is kind, and we needed thoughtfulness. I suppose it's easier to be the best version of yourself when you're getting to know someone, because they have no preconceived notions about who you are or what to expect. So every time we meet a new person, we can show up completely fresh and new and rebirthed. But a lot of times we show up as what we think we are. And that's not always a good thing. It's not always good things that we think about ourselves, about who we are. And that's why it's important to know who we are. Know ourselves. Before we get into a relationship. I don't believe there's an age that goes with that knowing. I believe it takes time. I believe it takes experience. I believe it takes role models. And we're having a hard time with role models these days. I'm struggling to be the best role model I could be. I am doing my best, but I know I can do better. A lot of us are struggling to be excellent role models in the world for our kids. And our kids need us to be the most excellent role models, because that's who they're going to go out in the world and try to interact with. The people who acted just like us. The people who act just like us. That's who they're going to go out and find. And so the relationships we have with our children really matter. Because if it's strained, they're going to have a lot of strain in the future. So it's best that we can figure ourselves out so we can help them figure themselves out. So they know who they are when they show up in relationships. And I'm including friendships when I say relationships. I'm not just talking about romantic ones. But so they can go out and have healthy boundaries. They can take responsibility for their own feelings. They can know the difference between friendly love and romantic love. They have more than one loving relationship, however that looks. And that could be lots of friends that love them and they love, or maybe romantic partners that they love and they love. It's so important. How do we get there? Well, finding out who we are. And that is finding our quiet times, our quiet spaces, so that we can look at our thoughts and analyze our needs. We all need to feel safe. What do we need in life? The main things we need are food, shelter, stability, mental stability, community. Their own necessities. Let's focus on what's important. Our community. Is our family, our friends, and our tribe. And it's so, so important. Well, to find our tribe, but also to set boundaries with people who are definitely aren't tribe, but might be part of our community. Friends and tribe are the same. I misspoke earlier. Friends and tribe are the same. Family and neighbors, that's the community. And it could expand as far as the earth stretches. So we need to know who's the tribe community, who's the other parts of our community. And sometimes they overlap. They really do. But we really need to realize that the ones that aren't in our tribe, they may need some boundaries that are healthy, and that's okay. That's where knowing our needs come in. Food, shelter, safety, stability, mental stability, and community. So mental stability always, that's harmony. When we can know where to set those boundaries, we get to know ourselves because we know our needs. And it gets easier over time. I started doing yoga again last week. It's been my fourth time since last week today, and I'm so, so happy to be doing yoga again. It's so unbelievable. It's so good for me. So good for mental clarity. so good for the body and the soul and the mind. Let us all find ourselves so that we can help our children do that. Help our children understand. Let's do that. Help our children make decisions for themselves. What shirt to wear. What outfit to wear. Help them know their potential. Help them know they're loved. Even help them see that they're capable of making even bigger decisions. Like my son today helped me put the handles on the cabinet, the pantry cabinet. He helped me with where to put them on there. Or what angle, not angle, which area of the cupboard. And they look great. He did such a good job. He knows he's so capable. Let's let our kids know that they're capable of everything and anything. Make it so that they know that what they feel is in alignment with the person that they feel it with and for. So he feels appreciated, and he also knows I appreciate him. That's how we teach our kids. That's one way. Let's show our kids how important they are, how intelligent they are, how creative they are, how strong they are. How beautiful they are. I love telling my son that, especially right before he's about to fall asleep. When I can get to that space where I can talk to him so loving like that, that's where I know him and I feel the love between us. It's so powerful. Thank you.